Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Dream of Reason, A History of Western Philosophy from the Greeks to the Renaissance by Anthony Gottlieb. Introduction. The last thing I expected to find when I began work on this book more than 10 years ago is that there is no such thing as philosophy. Yet that, more or less, is what I did find, and it explained a lot. Determined to forget what I thought I knew, I set out to look at the writings of those from the past 2,600 years who are regarded as the great philosophers of the West. My aim, politely described by friends as ambitious when they often meant mad, was to approach the story of philosophy as a journalist ought to rely only on primary sources wherever they still existed, to question everything that had become conventional wisdom, and above all, to try and explain it all as clearly as I could. As I ploughed through the diverse cast of characters from the 5th and 6th centuries BC, who are traditionally lumped together as philosophers, through Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, often bracketed as a trio, but were there ever three more different men, on to the intellectual therapists of Hellenistic times, through the mystics and occultists of late antiquity, to the first Christian thinkers, the logic-obsessed monks of the early Middle Ages, medieval scientists and theologians, Renaissance magicians, visionaries, grammarians and engineers, and on to the beginnings of modern times, the fabric of philosophy, supposedly the oldest of subjects, unravelled before my eyes. Traditional histories, which seek to distinguish it from the physical, mathematical and social sciences, and from the humanities, had drastically oversimplified, I concluded. It was just not possible to confine what is usually referred to.